AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, in the house this morning as we roll right into June. Whoa, where's time go? 5 months down already in 2019, and we're quickly heading towards the middle of it, which will soon be, it just seems to be flying by more and more. But I appreciate everybody joining me this morning here on Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in North County up there for well over 25 years now. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified, out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 5 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks for over 2 years now. And now West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, Eastgate Mall on Miramar Road, right there in the Golden Triangle, previously named Miramar 76 Service Center Transmissions. As most of you folks know, Dan and I have combined forces over there, AAA approved and STAR certified for the facility's been there 30 years, so... but yes, moving forward with it. So all four locations have band together. All the West Automotive Group employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio. It's all of our employees and myself truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. You stop and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest financing available for vehicle service and repairs on approved credit. We have two really great arms that help folks out, and you don't have to pay any interest. You get approved for those, and you also can use it again later on. So it's a great thing to do. If you are having your vehicle serviced with us, you should ask about it. You can stop in and take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. I can't talk about this enough because there's a lot of folks that we see with transmission concerns or think they have transmission concerns that end up not being, or they've had a transmission repair that didn't fix a concern that was not transmission related. So if you think you have a transmission concern, give us a shout, a call, grab us online, make an appointment, whichever you'd like to do, and get your vehicle in. Let's get it figured out properly and diagnosed properly and figure out what we have going on. We have shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at any of our four locations. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter by just going to westautomotivegroup.com and find everything there. You can also click on the Auto Talk link, and it'll take you to all our podcasts for Auto Talk Radio here if you missed any. Or you can also go check out the Auto Man segments on the CW, where I'm the Auto Man every Friday morning news, and then they replay it again on Friday evening news. That's at westautomotivegroup.com, and of course you can make appointments, find out about us, check everything out from there. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or give us a call at 760-741-5323. This morning, we're talking about car noises not to ignore, but I'm happy to talk to you about anything automotive related as always. You can give us a call at 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. And happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Just give us a shout and... We'll discuss it. Like last week, I had a ton of callers called in. Great stuff. And we just discussed all kinds of things going on. But really good questions with cars, and I appreciate those. And those you folks help make the show what it is. So any of your questions or concerns automotive-wise, 1-800-760-5362 this morning. And I'm happy to chat with you. So unusual car noises are often a clue that something's going wrong. And one of the things that I can tell you this is often walking through a parking lot, and me and Dan used to laugh about this a bit, but like, or I'm standing there talking to somebody and a car goes by and I'm all, we hear things. Or you get in a car with somebody, a friend of mine or something like that, and you go for a ride with them, or they're driving and you're all, you realize your car's making noise, right? That's a problem. Sounds like a wheel bearing, tire noise. Or when you turn the AC on, why does it make that noise? That's not normal. So we end up that way a lot with our friends, unfortunately. Sometimes people get used to noises, though, you know, especially a car that I haven't been in a while, you know, or that hasn't been in for service to us in a while, that are friends of mine. Then I'm like, we need to get your car in. That's making that noise is not good. But what I'm stating is a lot of people get used to noises on their vehicle. It starts out slowly. It gets a little worse here and there. And then before you know it, you're just used to it. You're the one that drives the car every day. When that happens, then things can get worse and worse, and you can end up with an issue. That's why it's really important, really good to get your vehicle in and have it serviced regularly, on the regular intervals, by a qualified technician. That's one of the great things we do with servicing vehicles, the oil changes. We road test a vehicle, do the 40-point AAA inspection while it's there, look the thing over, and let you know of anything we see or hear coming up, etc. Real quick, let's take John in San Diego. Good morning, John.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Yeah, real good.
What you got going on?
I have a 204 Freestar,
okay,
Ford van with about 143,000 miles. And every once in a while, it makes like a clanking sound. And I was wondering if the CV joint would that make it's a loud clank, but it's very seldom it ever does it.
Is it,
everything else runs real well.
Is it when turning the vehicle?
No, not basically. I've had it happen one time when I was just stopping.
Okay.
And another time I was just driving and it felt like it was a hard shift, but then it runs perfect. And I've never had any trouble with it. But
how many miles are on your Freestar?
143,000.
Depending on your driving, we could even have something like a mount that's separating. I doubt it's a CV joint issue. I see that you put on here a question about a CV joint, but most CV joints, when they start to fail, you'll get noise out of them when you're turning a corner and accelerating, and you're putting load on them, and they're on a bind. They start to click or make noise like that. Go ahead.
I did come out of the store and making a right turn, and then I started driving, and it felt like it was a hard shift. It made a noise. Mm-hmm. That ran perfect, you know.
Gotcha.
But I checked it out, the front driver's side, excuse me, the boot, I noticed there's a crack in it, kind of, so I think it might be.
Does it look like it's lost its grease out of it, or no?
It has lost some, yeah. That's why I thought it might be that.
Well, it's always good to keep those taken care of and keep the grease in them.
I should probably change that.
Yeah, change out the boot and check the joint real closely. I'm just not sure that's what's making your noise. But at the same time, a visual inspection of the vehicle, checking the mounts and all that, 140,000 miles, you could have a mount that's starting to separate. And sometimes, depending on how you're set, accelerating or driving, the engine could move. You could get a jerk, and that could make you feel like it had a hard shift. Depending on how you're accelerating, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've driven, I've had it 3 years, and I think it's made that noise like 5 times. It's very intermittent, varies.
Huh. You know, like interesting. Months. Interesting. What about when's the last time the transmission was serviced?
I'm not really sure.
Gotcha, because we can
That might be.
Yeah,
pardon me?
Yeah, intermittently, you can have a valve that... that hangs a little bit on a shift or something like that, and that would explain that it doesn't do it all the time. I just, something like that. And it's going to be difficult, obviously, to bring in and have it duplicated. The best thing for it would be just a good road test and a good look over just to make sure there's nothing there, and then make sure the servicing's up to par on it as far as...
And what type of service do you recommend for it? You don't, on that car, do you just drain the transmission fluid, or is there a system that... pump it out or whatever?
Well, it depends on the condition of the fluid. The filter is non-accessible on that trans, if I remember right. So a regular drain and refill, if it's regular service and the fluid's clean, yeah, perfect, great. If not, then a complete fluid exchange would definitely help, you know, if the fluid's starting to get off color there, and then just stay on top of it from there.
Okay. like when a friend of ours, I bought it from, he got Alzheimer's, so I can't really find out too much.
But gotcha.
It's been a real good vehicle. Another one little question I want to ask you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
On oil, if you, I have blend in it. If I change it to synthetic, can you change it back? Can you change back the blend if you decide you wanted to go back?
Sure. Yeah, no problem with that. No problem with that.
Because I heard, too, with synthetic, you have a, more of a chance of a leak.
No. Not really. Sometimes we've seen, but if you've been running synthetic blend, you'd be just fine to switch to synthetic without question. So, but it doesn't create leaks more than any other oil. No, absolutely not. So, I wouldn't be concerned about that. I have heard people say sometimes that a vehicle, if it's run on conventional oil and you change to synthetic, will burn a little more oil on synthetic. Other than that, no concerns there at all.
Yeah, because it takes me about, like I said, I only drive about 3,000 a year, so it's
gotcha.
Not driving too much.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I'd recommend on that vehicle is a good eye put on it here and there, and then just get it serviced when it's due. Okay.
Yeah, I always listen to your show. I should bring in a new shop, I guess. The one I go to, I really like, but.
Gotcha.
You guys are real knowledgeable. I know. I always listen to you when I get a chance. I should appreciate it, Brian.
No problem at all. Thanks for giving a call. And yeah, if we can help you out, you let us know. Be safe out there, John. Have a great weekend. All right. Great questions, though. I know when it related to the vehicle, for sure, as far as that goes. Folks, give me a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Sometimes it's just good to put an eye on a vehicle and double-check some things. Sometimes it's kind of hard for me if the vehicle's being serviced elsewhere. I don't know how well somebody's been really looking at it. Just one of those things. Not a bad thing. But John did have some great questions there as far as relation to his vehicle. And one of the things with that vehicle is we do want to keep that transmission serviced properly. It will be one of the most expensive repairs on the vehicle if you do have to repair, rebuild, or replace it. And we'd like to help prevent that for you for sure. The other one is CVT service and nose, which comes to mind. I was just speaking to somebody. Yes, we're seeing a lot of the Nissan CVTs failing 120, 130, 140,000 miles, and nobody services them. All you can do with those trannies mostly, usually there's not even a replaceable filter on them. So drain and refill. Keep the fluid clean. You keep the fluid clean, it surely helps keep the system working properly. Prevent seal leaks because there's quite a high level of detergent in transmission fluid. To keep the trans clean, keeps valves free, keeps from dragging contaminants through the valve body, which often can, with the aluminum soft metal qualities of the valve body, the steel valves in it can wear the valve body and start causing issues, especially when you're dragging all those contaminants through it. The cleaner the oil, the better off you are. There's no question about that. And that's the only thing you can really do for a transmission is keep the fluid serviced regularly on it. We usually recommend once a year or 18 to 20,000 miles, and you just keep that thing, it's cheap insurance. Is it a guarantee that nothing will fail on it? Absolutely not, but is there any better way to keep it going? Absolutely not, so that's what we strongly recommend. Let's grab Robert and Santee. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing awesome this morning.
Great. My neighbor, an elderly woman that I work on her car for when I can,
mm-hmm.
It's got 140,000 miles on her Toyota Camry with a V6, and the serpentine belt disappeared. All I found was the shreds.
Uh-oh. We got something going on. Either that or that's the original belt. Nobody's recommended to replace it, and it just came apart.
Right. It's the original belt. All right. So I was laughing about that. I hear they last about 80 to 90,000 miles max.
Yeah, usually. What year is that Camry?
2003.
V6?
V6.
That thing's got a timing belt, doesn't it?
I don't know. It doesn't have an external timing belt that I can see.
No, it's probably got, if it's got plastic covers on the front of that motor, it's got a timing belt. If that thing's 140,000 miles and it's never had a timing belt replaced either, it's well due, and you don't want to break a timing belt on that vehicle.
No, it's got an interference motor. All the valves have been.
Yes, we don't want that. So I would check it. If that's something obviously that you could do for her if you can. I don't know your abilities, but if not, if it's never been replaced, I would have her get the car in for sure and get that. That's one of those jobs that you just don't want to let go too far. And at 140,000 miles, and you said 2003?
Yes.
That belt is well, that nitro belt is well worn out. It's ready to let its teeth fly. So.
Oh, yeah, it's a rubber belt also for the cams, right? It's a,
yes.
It's a V6.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. The cogs will come off that belt is what happens. All of a sudden, they just tear off, and the vehicle comes out of time, and that's when you bend valves. So
yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Thanks for that reminder. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. So the serpentine belt just failed on it. You put one on it for everything good to go right now?
I haven't put one on it yet. It's just sitting. I'm waiting for her to get paid.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go and buy a new belt Monday.
Just make sure that you, because that belt came apart, a couple things. Number one, let's check all the tensioners, idlers, pulleys. Make sure we don't have anything that's dragging that caused that belt to assisted that belt to come apart. And then also, you're going to want to clean all the grooves on the pulleys, all the V grooves, because if that belt came apart, there's little pieces of rubber stuck all over the place.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and that'll just damage the new belt. But just double check everything.
Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
No problem at all. Happy to talk to you anytime. Thanks for giving me a call. Take care now.
Yeah.
Bye. Great questions when it comes to a belt. Belt should be replaced in a timely fashion. If you do, then you prevent a lucky thing. Obviously, it sounds like her. The belt just came apart. He, helpful neighbor, without question, that has some mechanical ability for sure, can look at the vehicle and help her out just a little bit. I'm very cautious, though, about this whole timing belt thing on a vehicle. 140,000 miles, if it's original belt, that could be a serious problem. You could definitely run into a problem with that, without question. All right, let's grab Dan and Ramona. Good morning, Dan. Hey, Dan,
right,
can you turn down the radio?
Grab Dan and Ramona. Good morning, Dan.
You there, Dan?
Hey, I have a 2005 Toyota Tundra, and I brought my truck into oil changers on the last two occasions to get the transmission fluid changed and drained or whatever I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to have, the three times ago, I think they put an impact wrench on the drain plug.
Ooh, not good.
And they can't get it off now. And
is it rounded off or it's just on tight?
Pardon me?
Is it rounded off or it's just on tight?
Yeah, it's rounded off.
Yeah, we can get them out. We got to replace them. It just depends on how bad it is, but usually we can get them out. So
okay, so I mean, I'm not worried about replacing. I'm just worried about getting it out of there. So if I brought it into you guys, you could do that.
Yeah, worst case scenario, if they've really, worst case scenario, you got to pull the pan off and drill it to get it out. But regardless, I mean, you can get it out. We get them out. The thing is, with that thing, it'd probably be a good idea also if they've last three services just done a drain and refill to put a new filter or screen in it. Not a bad idea. How many miles?
Right, I'll probably have you do it all. 227,000.
Yeah, well, that's why the thing's still going, because you have been changing out the fluid, that's for sure. So, yeah, absolutely. We're happy to help you out.
Okay, one more question. You do timing belts, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I do the timing belt on this thing, I'm going to have to do the water pump at the same time?
That's a great point. Yeah, water pump, tensioner, idler, because then it gives you 100,000 miles and not worrying about it anymore. The reason that we recommend the water pump straight up is because typically what happens is you put a new belt on there with tensioner and idlers and don't do the water pump. Well, everything tightens up on this when you do it, right? Retension everything. Now you put stress on that old water pump, and sure enough, usually in a couple months, the seal starts leaking coolant out from underneath there. That's what we found. So just do the whole thing. I mean, you're there. It saves you a ton of labor because that is a labor-intensive job for sure. And you don't have to go back in or worry about it. And you know it's worry-free.
Okay. So you have shops in Escondido?
I have a shop in Escondido, the big one there in the Auto Parkway. And yeah, for sure. That's where a lot of folks come down out of Ramona to us there. So for sure.
Okay, sounds good. I'll make an appointment then.
Hey, Dan, great talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. So, great. Another great question about timing belt and why it's so important. The components behind the cover there, when we go in, and I talk to people about this a lot because people get quotes like, just put a timing belt on, or just a timing belt and a tensioner, not the idler pulleys, not the water pump. If there's a water pump that's run by the timing belt, We replace all those components while we're in there. Timing belt, idlers, tensioner, bearings, the tensioner, the water pump, new coin. You get it, just get it done. And it's 100,000 miles. Most of these belts last 100,000 miles roughly. And it's 100,000 miles. You don't have to worry about it. And the vehicle just keeps going then. And no worries. Break a timing belt on one of this. He's got a 200,000 miles on that vehicle. That vehicle has a ton of life left in it. It's a Toyota Tundra, I believe. But if you break a timing belt, now you bend all the valves, now you need an engine. Now it starts to become questionable. So you took a good vehicle, and all of a sudden now it may not be worth the repair if you got to put a motor in it, because that's quite expensive. So just the maintenance is a way better way to go for sure. All right, let's grab Al in San Diego. You there, Al?
Yes, I am. This may not be related to making noises and stuff,
that's
but
okay.
It's related to an internal combustion motor.
Sure.
What it is you're probably aware of this, but most lawnmowers have Briggs & Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one years ago from Home Depot, and after a month, brand new, and after a month, it would just shut off. I said, what's going on? So I took it back to them. They looked at it. They said, okay, you're good to go. I took it back home. I couldn't cut the whole yard with it. Again, it shuts off. So I took it back to them. I took it back three times. The third time they said, we're going to take your carburetor apart and re-clean it and stuff. And I said, good. Brought it back home, and guess what? It shuts off. It wouldn't stay running. So I said, you know what? Can we invoke the lemon law? And the people there said, yes. We'll get you another lawnmower.
Nice.
So I got a new lawnmower. And I didn't know this, but this guy had a Honda motor on it.
Okay.
That I did not know.
Okay.
So we got it. And he says, but this time, he said, what I want you to do is I want you to use pure fuel. I said, what? He said, pure fuel.
Mm-hmm.
We sell it here, and you can let that sit for months, and it will never gum up or harm the carburetor or the motor.
Correct.
I said, okay. So I used it, but when I poured it out, it looked like water. It's clear.
Yep.
And it's called pure fuel. Do you know anything about that or what makes pure fuel?
Yeah, it's pure gasoline. It's just like you can buy up in Oregon on the coast. Last time I was up there on a motorcycle ride. The fuel here in California is terrible with the ethanol and everything in it if it sets. And if you have a carburetor especially, what it causes is the needle and seat will stick. So on our motorcycles, any carbureted motorcycles we have, we always drain the fuel bowl so that the float hangs, that way the needle and seat don't stick, because I'm telling you now, you get gum and varnish, that fuel sits over a month and it's terrible, it's bad. Whereas you can get non-ethanol fuel, you can't buy it for cars here, but they do have it for like your lawnmower that you can purchase, and all it is pure gasoline.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because they did recommend before I had my third visit to them, this additive. They said, put this in your gas, because your gasoline makes, you can't see it, but there's little balls from sitting so long, like maybe what you're talking about.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Gum up everything.
It just gums everything
up.
And
you use this additive.
And that's
and I used the additive, and I still had the problems.
Yeah, regardless of what you do to the fuel, there's a ton of ethanol in it here in California and everything else, the mixed, and they change it a lot. But that stuff, ethanol's not good when it sits. So it creates this gum and varnish problem, and that's what they're talking about. But yeah, when like I said, I almost wanted to like bring a bunch of gallons back with me from Oregon, because they actually have a fuel up there that you can purchase at gas stations that doesn't have ethanol or any of that in it, and it also higher octane, good fuel for the dirt bikes and all that stuff. We don't have issues with it, so that's the problem you're having though, and that's what they're talking about. So yeah, that's the problem with our regular gas station gas.
So because of the emission control people, that's why?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Our fuel is formulated because of our California environmental laws, without question. So our fuel
is... So if you could put that in the car...
Go ahead.
If you could put that in the car, you'd be fine?
Oh, it'd run. Yeah, absolutely. You're not supposed to.
Huh.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to, yeah. So, but that fuel also that you're talking about buying, they sell it in like quarts or maybe gallons. It's quite expensive. It's quite expensive though, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought it in a gallon, but he says, how much are you going to use that lawnmower? I said, no, not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like $19 for a gallon.
Correct.
When I pulled the string to start up, it fired up the first time.
Exactly. And you're not going to put $19 gallon fuel in your car. You can also go buy race fuel if you want. It comes in 55-gallon drums, but it's extremely expensive. It's pure fuel. Same thing. High octane, pure fuel, 130 octane, 120, 110, something like that, octane.
What about if you put aviation fuel in your vehicle?
Well, that's about the same thing. It's high it's high octane gasoline without all the junk in it.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'm just glad that I found something that works.
Absolutely, Al. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe.
You too, and God bless.
Take care now, sir. Bye. All right, folks. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. Great questions, man. Please give me a call. Anything automotive related. You know, even talking about, I realized we were talking about a lawnmower, but still, the fuel question is very valid here in the problems that we have. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. This is Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760, talk and breaking news.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender, not licensed in all states, including New York, offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention, California homeowners. Our 30-year fixed interest rate is 3.75% with a 3.82% APR. Use this low rate to refinance your mortgage. Or if you have equity in your home, think cash out refi and cash call mortgage. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender, and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. And we'll pay your closing costs. Cash Call Mortgage can help you get the cash you need to pay off those high interest credit cards and other debts, or use the money to transform your home with a remodel you've dreamed of, all with a low interest rate that fits your budget. Speak with one of our loan agents today. Lock in this low 3.75 rate with a 3.82% APR before it's gone. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. For a free quote to see how low you can go, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-607-1758. That's 800-607-1758. 800-607-1758.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-557-5909. 800-557-5909. 800-557-5909.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
CBS News Update. Terror and horror when a longtime city employee in Virginia Beach opened fire, killing 12 people. This man's wife called him when the shooting started.
I just heard her whispering saying that it was an active shooter in the building.
Police are trying to figure out what motivated the shooter, identified as Dwayne Craddock, the police chief.
This is a large-scale crime scene. It's a horrific crime scene. And please understand, it takes not only a physical, emotional, and psychological toll on everyone who spent the night inside that particular building.
CBS's Errol Barnett.
The suspect was killed after the extended gun battle with police. A .45 caliber handgun was found with a compressor and extended magazine, which provides additional ammunition. Chief Severa was adamant about how his department will handle discussing the shooter.
We're going to mention his name once.
CBS News Update, I'm Wendy Gillette.
From the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news, this is AM 760.
Sent home from school. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. Having been indicted in a $50 million charter school scandal, Dehesa Elementary School Superintendent Nancy Howard was placed on paid leave by the school board yesterday. This is what one parent told News 8.
Paid leave? They should just throw her in jail right away.
Elsewhere, an 8-year-old girl being treated at Rady Children's Hospital for rat bite fever got it from her two pet rats, even though they didn't bite her. The rare disease can be fatal if not treated right away. And at 10:45 this morning, the Port of San Diego will host two free public boat tours of San Diego Bay, launching from Hornblower Landing. This report sponsored by your Always Sunny San Diego Honda dealers. If you're looking for an SUV, your San Diego Honda dealers have a model that fits your needs perfectly. The HRV, CRV, Passport, or Pilots are in stock and priced right. Visit sdhondadealers.com. Cloudy and 62 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the U.S. Tennis Association will continue its week-long National Open Hardcourt Championships at 9 a.m. at the Balboa Tennis Club. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB, talk and breaking news.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Thanks, Justin. That's great lead-in music, man. There you go. It's a good way to start Saturday, no question. Great stuff. Anyway, I appreciate y'all joining me here this morning as we're discussing anything you want to talk about car-wise, without question. So feel free to give me a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. I do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other automotive-related batteries at the West Automotive Group, without question. If you were to look in my motorcycles, cars, trucks, etc., you'd find nothing but Interstate Batteries for sure. So if you need a battery for any need as far as automotive-wise, check us out at westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment, come in, or just give us a call off there. Or you can email us at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, or you can email us right off the website. We'll get you all taken care of. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. If you need a battery for anything else, and I mean they have batteries for everything, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. Hey, I want to give a little shout out. Some of you may know, some of you may not. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. That's where I was born and raised and lived until I graduated high school and then took off and joined the United States Navy from there. They had a couple kind of bad tornadoes went right through there this past week, unfortunately. There's a lot of property damage, but if I remember right, Pops was telling me only one person perished, and thoughts and prayers with everybody that got hurt, though, or the one person, their family and them. But just a shout out, because just watching what they're doing there community-wise, really coming together to try to help out everybody, which, you know, it seems like here in the United States, anytime we have an issue, man, there's always great people to step up and try to help out, which is so I guess my statement to that is, no matter what it is, just always keep trying to help people. It's good stuff. So that's what living life's about. And not only does it make those people that you're giving the help to feel good and help them out and get them back on their feet or whatever need be, also good for you and good for your soul without question to help people out. So just remember that and remember to do what you can. I mean, and that doesn't always mean financially or anything like that. That can just be lending a helping hand, you know? So it is what it is. But just all you folks in Dayton there and all the folks I grew up with and everybody, and of course Pop's listening, I know for sure. You know, thoughts and prayers with you guys, without question. All right, so you can give me a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, anything automotive related. Let's grab Anthony in La Mesa. He's been holding on for a minute. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing awesome today. How about yourself? It's going to need another...
I'm good, thanks.
It looks like...
Thanks for giving a shout-out to those folks in need right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's important stuff for sure. It looks like, you know, and you're bringing that. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and looks like we may be done with the rain here for a little bit. And I hate to whine. I mean, it's not, but we've had a lot of rain this year. I have a good friend. Go ahead.
We need it.
Yeah, we do. I have a good friend that moved down from Washington State, and she said, "Man, I think I'm going to move back. The weather's nicer there right now than it is here." I said, "Just wait for it. It'll be fine. It'll be good." What you got going on, Anthony?
Well, two things. First of all, I want to touch on the guy with the lawnmower you were talking to earlier. I had problems with mine forever, and what I ended up doing was I put a small switch on the fuel supply line from the reservoir, mm-hmm. and I shut that thing off about halfway through cutting my yard.
Run it dry.
It runs out of gas right at the end, and then I never had a problem with it anymore with the gumming up inside the
Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea. That's the same idea of draining the float bowl, because what happens, it lets the float hang all the way down, which pulls the needle out of the seat, and therefore it doesn't stick in there. Because truly what happens when that thing gums up and solidifies with fuel in the bowl, it's because the needle is shoved up into the seat, and then it solidifies there. And when it runs out of gas, the float drops down, but the needle doesn't pull down with it, and then you don't get any fuel into the bowl anymore. So you're right. Absolutely. Great idea.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Okay, so I got a van that I've done some work on, and I put new wheels and tires, new suspension, new lift kit, everything. Mm-hmm. And I took it in to have the wheels and tires mounted and balanced where I do my alignment. I figure, hey, it's one-stop shop.
Gotcha.
And they said they couldn't balance the wheels with traditional weights because the calipers hit the wheel weights as they come around.
Okay.
And I said, all right, well, what options do I have? And they put beads in the wheel.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And I didn't know much about it, so I did a little research, and I'm like, all right, sounds cool. They put the beads in there, but I still get a little bit of a vibration right at 60, and I'm like, okay, do I need more beads? I was looking at the wheels, and I could see where the caliper would hit the weights,
mm-hmm.
but there's still like 3 inches on the inside of that where you could probably stick the weights. I don't know. Any recommendations?
You usually can, yes. And the only thing is they probably didn't want to, because sometimes you can see them when you do that, and that was probably one of the things. I'm sure these are probably pretty nice rims. Am I correct?
Yeah, they're aluminum, yes.
Yeah, so, but yes, you can sneak them in there, and we've done it before that way. So that's one way. What kind of tires are we running on this? Are they BGs or BFGs?
The Falcon Wild Peaks, and okay. They're like 32 inches.
Okay.
265.
Yeah, the other thing I've done, if I get real as far as yes, there, you know, you can sneak weights in there, and you're probably going to be honest with you, to get that perfect. If you want it, absolutely, sometimes road force balancing them, where it actually puts the tire pressure on a roller and balances that way on these bigger tires, works better. It just depends. But I would start with balancing and just adding a small amount of weight to where there's probably a very, you said just at 60. So you could probably sneak a very few weights in there and dial them right in. You know, everybody always says that you don't have to get totally perfect on those when you balance them. That's another thing. I on my tires, on my vehicles, I want zeros on both sides. So I get kind of crazy with them when I do it. I just don't want any vibration. So
I just don't want any tire wear. Those tires
correct.
Aren't cheap.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing, you know, people don't understand, but not balanced not balanced perfectly, you can get some cupping and stuff like that out of them for sure.
Yeah, okay. So I guess that leads me to my next question is if I take these in to have them balanced and they could cheat some weights a little closer in, mm-hmm. they got to break these down and take those beads out, right?
No. No, no, I don't. Okay. It depends on that. The beads on those tend to go to when they spin up. That's the cool thing about them, where the weight needs to be. So while you're balancing them, it's going to be spun up. So I've seen it done both ways. It just depends on how close they can get it, to be honest with you. But more beads typically won't fix that problem. So I've seen it them run with beads and then a slight amount of weight also. So, and if that doesn't work, they can't get it balanced that way, then you might have to take the beads out. You're right. But I've seen it done both ways.
Okay. Now, would your facility handle that?
We do that.
I mean, the balancing?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. It's not that big a deal, but yes, without question.
All right. Well, cool. I'll go that route then and see if I can get those things dialed in. I appreciate everything you guys do. And
no problem.
You're awesome. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And let me know if you have any other questions on that. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, Anthony.
All right. You too. God bless.
All right. Take care. God bless you. Bye. So good questions again on, I mean, you guys are helping me out so much. I appreciate it. Without question. It's good. Just great questions. Let's grab Bob and La Mesa. He's got an armrest question. What you got going, Bob?
Good morning. Thank you for your shout out to Dayton. That was very nice.
No problem, man. You know, everybody. Well, and you know what? There's plenty of other people also across the nation, obviously, that got hit by tornadoes. And my same thoughts and prayers go out to them also. So I should say that, too. It's just when you have some place that, you know, you grew up and you're kind of close to a bunch of folks there, it kind of hits close to home, you know?
Yes, sir. I have a 99 Honda CRV. Mm-hmm. The driver's seat armrest fell off. It didn't unscrew. It's fatigued and it's a jagged separation.
Oh, that's not good.
What do I do to get it fixed?
So the driver's side armrest came off on this thing. Is the screw, the seat's not damaged, then it's just the armrest, right?
It seems so, but I haven't done anything to the fabric to go eyeball it.
Okay, gotcha. Well, really what's going to need to happen is figure out, you know, as long as the attaching part to the seat is fine, usually we can find another armrest to replace it with or order an armrest for it, etc. My biggest concern is always that the seat's not damaged because then you get into a lot more expensive repair. So really what we're going to have to do is take a good look at that and see. Those armrests are detachable on most of them, so they can be replaced as long as, like I said, the attachment to the seat's not damaged.
Okay, you can do that.
Oh, yeah, we do that kind of stuff all the time, for sure, yeah. Yeah, we'll get it and get it looked at, and it's simple as can be. Let you know from there.
Thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Hey, Bob, thanks for being a listener, and enjoy your week and be safe out there.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Bye. So great questions, for sure. I'm going to have to take my last break here, folks. We're burning up the hour, and I appreciate all your calls. Hang in there. I'd be happy to get to you as soon as we come back from this. You are listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll be right back after these messages.
So grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Curti Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
What would you do if you knew there was a place to learn step-by-step strategies designed to help you make the right moves inside the financial markets? a place to develop skills that could help you generate income and build confidence toward your retirement goals. At Online Trading Academy, we know how to teach people the skills and knowledge that could empower you to take control of your financial future so you can spend less time worrying about life and more time living it. Start by taking our free introductory class. For over 20 years and across 50 locations worldwide, Online Trading Academy has been teaching people, just like you, skills designed to help you learn to invest with the confidence of the pros. Call 866-630-TRADE for two free tickets to a class here in the San Diego area and receive our Professional Insiders Kit with lessons from our top instructors just for attending. That's 866-630-TRADE or visit otaclass.com. 866-630-TRADE or otaclass.com.
You're not really blind, right? Why don't you look blind?
Same reason you probably don't look stupid.
Meet Murphy.
She's selfish, sarcastic.
A drunk mess.
Let me check it.
I'm gonna puke.
She's not your average hot mess.
I think blacking out would be a little easier when you're blind.
From executive producer Ben Stiller.
I'm kind of a loner.
I'm Murphy. I'm kind of a loner too. Most cool people are.
In the Dark. Don't miss the new series after an all-new Supernatural, Thursday on the CW San Diego.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on AM 760, Talk and Breaking News.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
AM 760.
All right. Justin's on it this morning with the lead-in music, so we're doing very well here. All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Holy smokes, we burning this hour down for sure. No question in my mind. Whew. Great things. I appreciate everybody calling in and joining in for sure, without question. Let me grab Alan real quick. You there, Alan? There you are.
On that problem with the ethanol fuel,
yeah.
Is there any additive you can put in a gasoline for vehicles that aren't driven very often?
They make fuel stabilizer, which does help a bit. You can buy it at most auto parts stores to add to it to help stabilize it, but there's nothing that makes it perfect. The good news is fuel-injected vehicles tend to not be affected as hard by this as far as not starting, et cetera. It's still not good on the fuel system. I mean, you still get what we call shellac, basically. And that stuff turns into turpentine, basically, is what happens with that additive in it. So, unfortunately, the best thing you can do is start the vehicle regularly and run through the fuel, you know, and keep fresh fuel on it, unfortunately. But, yes, those fuel stabilizers do help. They're just not perfect.
So, is it just a problem with the float and the needle valve?
Well, it's a problem with the fuel, actually. Creates a lot of buildup and it just turns into, like I said, shellac. So it everything. But with carbureted cars, that is the main problem. Carbureted vehicles, cars, motorcycles, lawnmowers, like I said, the needle actually shellacs and sticks in the seat, and then it won't open and let any new fuel in whenever you run it down out of fuel. So either that or it sticks and it floods, and then it continues just to overfuel where it. Dumping fuel down into the cylinder and outside of the carb, et cetera. all kinds of things can happen from it. But it's just bad on fuel systems that, that letting that fuel sit is not just not good.
Would the spray carburetor cleaners work to clear that out if you, you just pull the top of the carburetor off?
You, usually you got to take the top of the carb off and clean the needle and seat and clean all that junk out of there and try to get her started. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go through the whole carb. Just depends.
All right. Good information. Hey, I got another question if you have time. We have a 2006 Toyota Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And does that have a timing belt or is it chain?
2006. Four-cylinder?
Four.
That one might be a chain. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly. If you were to email me, though, at autotalk at West Automotive Group, I'll look it up and tell you exactly.
Okay. We get all of our service done at Toyota out in Santee, mm-hmm. and they have a really good service department, and the questions never come up, so I never asked them about it.
They should have How many miles are on the car?
About 155,000.
Probably a chain motor on that one because I'm pretty sure they would have recommended it.
Okay.
By now, spent way by now. I would have hoped they would have. Let me put it that way. I would have hoped they would have recommended it. So
I'll even give them a call and ask them. But I also I asked him about your comment about changing transmission fluid every 20,000,
mm-hmm.
and he said they recommend every 30, and they felt that that was adequate.
Okay, everybody has their thing. Here's the thing with transmissions. That's the most expensive repair you'll probably make on that vehicle because if you don't service it, it will fail. And for the cost of servicing it, what we recommend is 18,000 to 20,000 miles. But, I mean, 30 is better than not at all because a lot of service drives won't even recommend to service it, period. So a lot of GM and Ford dealers say, 100,000 miles is fine. Well, by that point, you get clean fluid with the remanufactured transmission you put in. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, for the cost of servicing the trans, it's very small, and it's the only thing you can do for it. And you keep that fluid clean, and a lot of times you'll get double the life out of that transmission as somebody that doesn't service it. That's my point.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a question in connection with that. I don't know whether I heard you mention it or someone mentioned that the cleaning machines that actually flush the transmission may not be the best thing for it, and that they felt that it was really safer to just drain the, warm the motor up and then go ahead and drain the fluid and just let it drain until it's clear.
Okay, so here's the deal. Yes, you never want to use a piece of equipment on a transmission that actually flushes it. We don't do that. Now, a complete fluid exchange is different. We use BG equipment when we do that, and it has no pump on it. It uses the transmission's pump and it as the reservoir, and it just continually lets the transmission pull new fluid in and push the old fluid out on its own, therefore not damaging it. But yes, you never want to add a pressure to a trans unit. So the fluid exchange where the transmission uses its own pump, just fine to get everything out of there, not a problem if the fluid's dirty. Otherwise, if you do regular drain and refills, you never need to do a complete fluid exchange.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a problem with the torque converter not being empty on just a regular drain, or is it?
Well, if the fluid's not really bad, then it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? If you service it regularly, it's not that big of a problem. If you don't service it and the fluid's extremely dirty, then it's a good idea to get it all exchanged out. So,
okay.
All right, Alan. Hey, thanks for your questions. Thank you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. We appreciate everybody listening and being part of Auto Talk Radio. Up next is the Smart Investing Crew. Holy smokes, we've run right up on the hour. San Diego and everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB.
What's now? What's next? All you need to know. AM 760 KFMB. San Diego. This.